Find your new home in Marysville at Cook's Point or Kenmore Place. Two amazing, ardent communities now offering free rent for 2 months. Choose from spacious apartments with luxury touches like walk-in closets, modern kitchens, and private patios or balconies. Plus, you'll love the community perks like a 24-hour fitness center, resort-style swimming pool, and beautifully landscaped grounds. Move in today and live rent-free for 2 months. To schedule a tour or get more info on rent specials, call or visit ardentcommunities.com.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now it's time for our Monday expert, who is Mairead O'Driscoll, professional tax advisor, aka the tax nerd. Mairead, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Now, we want to talk about getting money back from the government.
Yes, absolutely. Believe it or not, there is money there for all the hardworking taxpayers out there. And this is a good time of year to maybe chat through it. So if you're a taxpayer, there's loads of additional tax credits and reliefs out there that could be eligible for you to claim.
Okay, let's talk about what might be available to us.
Yeah, so for taxpayers there, the kind of a big one is medical expenses. So that's actually quite broad. I think a lot of people think, oh, I haven't been sick, I haven't gone to the doctor, but there's actually loads of other costs that fall underneath that you could be eligible for. So it's non-routine dental. So if you paid for braces for your children or composite bonding, or you had to get a root canal, it's also monthly prescriptions. You know, some people think maybe they don't count. It's any sort of consultation by any medical practitioner, a psychologist, a psychotherapist, IVF treatment, and all the drugs associated.
All of
that.
Those are tax deductible.
Absolutely.
What rate do you get the relief at?
You get it at 20% of the
lower rate. Okay.
Exactly, as a cash refund if you claim it after the end of the year.
So people who've been bringing their kids to the GP with all they forget.
Yes. Keep
the receipt.
Keep
and
the receipt.
It is tax deductible.
Absolutely. Or try go to your same chemist and ring at the end of the year for a printout if you forget. And you can claim for the last 4 years. So if you've never done this before, you can claim for the last 4 years. It's more or less the same every year for an employee. You just complete your tax return.
Now, before we go to other things you might be able to claim,
Yes. Let's
talk about the way you claim, because people
Yes. Say,
oh, I don't really want to go near the tax man. God knows what they'll do to me.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't know who put this fear in the Irish people of the revenue, but if you're eligible for the claims, you're genuinely entitled to claim it back. And it's very straightforward. As an employee, you log into your My Account on Roz, you click through until you get to Section 4, Tax Credits and Reliefs. All the information is pre-populated and you just put in any extra. So put in the amount.
So they will actually list the areas of relief.
Yeah.
And you can see whether any of them apply to you.
Absolutely. Exactly.
Wow.
So yeah, it really is very straightforward. And revenue aren't out to catch people. You know, if you're entitled to claim it, they want you to claim that back. I think in a recent publication, they said there's about 250 million of unclaimed taxes sitting there owed to taxpayers. And the only way you get it back is by filing
by asking for it. Okay.
Yes, exactly.
Now, besides the health expenses, and I think you've outlined that quite clearly.
Yeah.
What else? But people might not be aware of.
So there's the rent tax credit, which is relatively new. And if you meet the conditions of that, that's very valuable for taxpayers. So it's
what sort of conditions?
So the landlord, it needs to be registered with the RTB.
Yeah.
Or you need to be living in a landlord occupied home. And then you're entitled to it. Now, you can't get it if you're in receipt of government supports or if you're renting off mom or dad. You're not entitled to it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now, what about if you're in the rent a room scheme? Do you get relief on tax paid on that?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, you get. So it's 1,000 euro per person.
Same as if you're with the landlord. It doesn't matter.
Exactly. Yeah. So you get 1,000 euros into your pocket. Now, I will say, you, as I said, you can claim for the last 4 years. So 2021, you only have until the end of this of December. So we're in the 1st of December now. So you only have until the end of December to claim for any expenses you have from 2021. So just want to point that out. And then, just other ones that people aren't aware of would be medical insurance relief. So this is a really big one that loads of people miss and it's very easy to claim. Now, this is only where your employer pays your medical insurance on your behalf.
Yeah.
If that's the scenario, you're entitled to max of 200 euro per policy. So some employers pay for you and maybe your spouse. That would be 400 euro tax back you're entitled to.
Now, an interesting related question from a listener from Martin in Galway. Can you claim tax back if you pay for your health insurance yourself? You know the way...
Oh, privately yourself?
Yeah.
No. So what happens is you get that tax relief at source automatically.
So your provider, your VHI, your Leia, whatever,
exactly,
they build into their price the tax
exactly
relief.
So you get it already. It's only where your employer does it you need to go and claim it yourself.
Now, what other kind of strange things might you be entitled to? I mean, I know that certain trades and professions will have uniform expenses.
Yes, yes, exactly. So there's flat rate expenses. Again, this is a really easy one. You don't need receipts for this. So the revenue have decided a flat rate expense depending on your profession. And there's over 200 professions there listed. Again, you go in and click which profession relates to you. The amounts vary. And again, if you've never claimed this before, you can claim for the last 4 years. And it's really broad.
Say, would a plumber or a carpenter or an electrician who have to buy all their own gear? And that gear can be very expensive and sometimes stolen from vans and all the rest of it. Yeah. Do they get any relief on the cost of those expenditures?
Yes, they do. So if you're self-employed, all those costs, anything for the purpose of your business, you'd be deducting it. It's only for employees that you get that flat rate expense. And it's, as I said, it's very broad, the profession list. It's plumbers, mechanics, doctors, nurses, teachers, journalists, engineers, really broad. So go have a look.
Is it possible to claim tax back without going online? I can't set up an account. Is there any other way for someone like me to claim?
No, unfortunately, you need to go online.
You can't do the old paper thing. There isn't a form.
No, there isn't. Unfortunately, you do need to go online. Now, if you could get someone, a family friend or someone to help you set it up, it is very straightforward. Or if you ring Revenue, they'll assist you on the PAYE helpline.
Now, this is not really about tax back, but I'll ask you anyway.
Yeah.
Could you ask, if I were to give up work and become a stay-at-home mum, what difference would that make to my husband's tax?
Okay, so if you're jointly assessed, so in Ireland at the moment, when you're singly assessed, anything you earn over 44,000 is taxed at 40%, right? So that 44 is the cutoff. However, if you're jointly assessed and one spouse isn't working, the other spouse could earn up to 53,000 before having to go into that higher bracket.
So basically you're transferring the allowance
exactly
to the other party.
Exactly. So you'd save a couple of grand in tax in the year.
Can I claim tax for rent I paid for my kids in digs in college where the homeowner was availing of the room to rent programme?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, you're entitled to claim tax back on that.
And they don't have to be registered with the RTB. In fact, I don't think the RTB want them anyway.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, another one. This is about claiming for more expenses that happened more than 4 years ago. Are there any circumstances where the revenue will go back?
Unfortunately not, unless there was a revenue error. But no, unfortunately not. 4 years is the time limit. So, yeah.
My mother was being overtaxed regarding my father's pension after he passed away. The government then changed her PPS number after my father passed, as her number was linked to his. They are now looking to reassess her on a first day basis, but ignore her overpayment. How do I claim all of this back?
Right. Okay. So sometimes you do get a new PPS number. So you need to set up a new My Account on Roz, and all your tax history and everything should still be the same with that PPS number. So you just need to file a tax return for those years and it will balance out. And if there's any issues with that, you can send in My Inquiry or ring Revenue, but it should all be the same and she should be entitled to any refund she's owed.
Yeah. Now, there are some expenses that are, you know, pretty acute and going on throughout the year.
Yeah.
Can you actually get money back during the year without having to wait till the end of the year?
Yes, absolutely. So you can now claim tax credit in real time. So if I take example, that rent tax credit, your option is to wait. So for 2025, your option would be to wait until January and you'd get that €1,000 as a cash refund into your bank account. Or you can claim it now during the year, and instead of getting a €1,000 into your bank account, the €1,000 is added to your tax credits, meaning you'd pay a little bit less tax for the rest of the year. So
now,
how about
if a family are paying for nursing home care for one of their relatives, which can be
huge,
expensive, you know, thousands of euros every month.
Yes.
And they're all sharing the expense. How do they go about each of them claiming back their share, if you like?
Yeah, so you just need to be able to prove the amount you pay. So if one person pays it and someone else, and then you just say by bank transfer to your sister, your portion, you just need to be able to prove that. And you can claim that in real time. And that's actually a 40% tax deduction.
Now, mortgage interest relief, it used to be kind of built into the system, but there is a specific... clause, isn't there?
Yes. So this is it's a relatively new credit that the government introduced. So essentially, you're entitled to tax back if you paid more mortgage interest in 2023 versus 2022, or in 2024 versus 22 or 25 versus 22. So it's all comparing to 2022. Now, you need to have had a mortgage in 22 with a balance outstanding on it between 80 and 500,000 in order to claim it. And you need to have actually paid more mortgage interest. So a lot of people ask me, you know, I have a fixed rate mortgage. And that doesn't mean you're not allowed. It just means you haven't paid more interest. So you get the tax back on the increase.
And what is this kind of a cost of living thing?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, interest rates went... they went very low during the recessive years, and
yes,
then they went up again, and then they're all over the place.
Yeah, I think it was to help taxpayers with those high tax, mortgage interest rates that came in.
A couple of other queries. Do hairdressers who have to buy their own equipment, for example, scissors, and a hairdresser's scissors is an expensive item if you buy the right scissors.
Yes.
Do they qualify for a flat rate expense deduction?
No, unfortunately. The idea of a flat rate is revenue pick the rate no matter how much they actually spend, if that makes sense.
I'm just wondering if a hairdresser is working for a company, for example,
yeah,
but they buy their own equipment because they're going to move from place to place and
yeah,
take that very expensive scissors with them.
Well, there is an other PAYE section in their tax return that if it's for the purpose of their profession, then yeah, absolutely, they could make a claim to claim that back.
And a final one, child with cancer underwent treatment for the last year. I had to give up work and we had lots of travelling costs. Any entitlement there?
Yes, so you're entitled to tax back on the cost of travelling outside of Ireland, and you're also entitled to the tax back on the medical cost abroad,
but
as long
if,
as it's by medical.
If you live in Skibbereen and you have to go to Dublin for treatment, and you're driving up and down, it's costing you a fortune, no?
Yeah, I don't think so. But I might just double check that, but I don't think so.
All right. Well, look, so many questions coming in. They always
yes,
flood in after we conclude. But Mairead O'Driscoll, professional tax advisor, known as the Tax Nerd, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks so much.
Don't forget, our items from today are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to on the Newstalk app, powered by Go Loud. Just search for The Pat Kenny Show.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On Newstalk.
Find your new home in Marysville at Cook's Point or Kenmore Place. Two amazing Ardent communities now offering free rent for 2 months. Choose from spacious apartments with luxury touches like walk-in closets, modern kitchens, and private patios or balconies. Plus, you'll love the community perks like a 24-hour fitness center, resort-style swimming pool, and beautifully landscaped grounds. Move in today and live rent-free for 2 months. To schedule a tour or get more info on rent specials, call or visit ardentcommunities.com.